This is an exciting day because to my left is John Harris, and you have just joined the Houston Texans. You're going to be a Texans football analyst, and if you don't know anything about John, let me tell you this. He eats, breathes, sleeps football, knows about as much as you can, and you're a college teammate of the head coach, Bill O'Brien.
I got to say, it's a surreal day on a lot of different levels. The day that he was hired, and I watched him up at the press conference and thought, this is strange. This is my city. This is my town. And now it's his team. It was bizarre. But I'm thankful to Mark Vandermeer, to everybody here at the Houston Texans organization for allowing me to spew my football knowledge. And hopefully it'll be a marriage made in heaven. And hopefully it'll continue all the way through January out to February.
Yeah, and we're going to do a lot of videos together. We're going to hear you on Texans radio quite a bit. But let's talk a little bit about what's timely. The Texans schedule comes out. What jumped out at you initially when you saw it?
Well, I think the fact that, you know, I always look at timing of games, you know, and I always look at the space between games. And when you got a Monday night game on the road at Pittsburgh and you follow that up with a Sunday night game or a Sunday game on the road as well, I mean, that's a tough nut to crack. And there, I believe, one other team in the NFL, Washington, I believe, has to do that. So that part of the schedule, I think, was pretty difficult. But when you start looking at, you know, you open with Washington, then Oakland. Okay, you can get off to Schneid. You can get out to, at a minimum, 1-1. But you should be able to get out 2-0 with Washington coming here, going to Oakland. And then, of course, that's where they were last year at 2-0. So I think getting off to a good start with a new organization, get some momentum built. You know, Bill O'Brien, first-time NFL head coach. I think that's going to be a huge factor for them to start with the Redskins and with the Raiders. And if they have a good start the first half of the season, I think having four of the last six at home, I think is going to be big down the stretch to finish those games at home and really get the momentum kicked in for whether it's a playoff run or get some momentum built for 2015.
Now, nobody knows for sure, and I don't even know that Bill O'Brien knows this yet, but how much different and what sort of differences can we see from this offense, you think, in 2014 as opposed to what we've seen here the last six, 7 years?
Well, Drew, I think one of the biggest aspects, and I talked to Bill about this plenty of times, and the thing for Bill, he looks at it and says, well, doesn't everybody do this? But we knew under Gary Kubiak and under that offensive staff, it was a zone blocking scheme. That was their bread and butter. Now, they did run some other schemes. They did a little bit of a gap scheme and some power scheme, but we knew them as a zone blocking scheme. And I talked to Bill and he said, look, we've got five or six different schemes. We've got a gap scheme, we've got a blast scheme, we've got zone scheme. And you could see it whenever you watch the Penn State game the last couple of years, you could see all of that. They'd come out against Illinois, they'd be in two backs, two tight ends, one running back, and they would run what looked like the Texan stuff. And then they'd play Indiana and they'd be in four and five wides. So they'll take week to week a different view on the opponent. They play Washington. Washington runs particular scheme where they like to be in nickel a lot of times. You'll see the Texans offense adapt to that. I think it'll be more about the Texans adapting to what other teams do and defeating those schemes as opposed to we run this and this is what we're going to run at all costs. They're going to change from week to week. You're going to see different things. You're going to see different personnel packages. And I think it's all going to be couched under one offensive house. But there are going to be so many different rooms and so many different things that they can do with that house. I think it's going to make it fun to watch the offense this year.
We're just scratching the surface with what this guy knows and can share because we're going to get you up at the whiteboard in
Absolutely.
Weeks and months to come and learn a little bit more about these schemes that he's talking about. John Harris, good to have you here. We will see you in just a bit.